With Radio on the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. It's the time of year where no one wants to deal with food poisoning. Amy Jones, a human sciences specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, tells Radio on the Go News, you need to follow the four steps to food safety.
Clean, separate, cook, and chill. Clean your hands for 20 seconds with soapy water. Always serve food on clean plates and avoid reusing plates that previously held raw meat and poultry. Separate raw and cooked foods so you don't cross-contaminate. Cook using a food thermometer to make sure food reaches a safe minimum internal temperature. And chill leftovers within 2 hours of cooking.
Jones says keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold.
Cook all raw beef, pork, lamb, chops, and roasts to a minimum internal temperature of 145. For quality and safety reasons, allow meat to rest for at least 3 minutes before carving or eating. Cook all raw ground beef, pork, lamb, and veal to a minimum internal temperature of 160, and cook all poultry, including turkey, to a safe minimum internal temperature of 165, as measured with a food thermometer.
The average weight of the male turkey is 41 pounds. The average weight of a female turkey, 17 pounds. This week, the Alden City Council received information on well number 4, the city's backup well. With improvement work, it's now currently producing twice as much daily as the city uses per day. Both wells' production and is the best output of water and are in the best working condition in 5 years. The Alden Council also approved to pay $45,047 to Cahoy Pump Services for the work. The Hampton City Council this week passed on the second reading an ordinance amendment concerning peddlers, solicitors, and transient merchants' registration fee. However, the Hampton Council tabled the third and final reading of the ordinance amendment on October 27th and 28th. HD Cal mock trial students participated in the Midwest Regional Mock Mediation Competition hosted by the International Academy of Dispute Resolution in Des Moines. The local students competed against a total of 8 different teams, ranging from Iowa to Missouri. The students participated in a total of 4 mediation sessions, where each had an opportunity to portray the role of either a mediator, attorney, or client. After the first 3 sessions, the students were informed they were placed within the top 4 teams at the regional competition and were given a 4th and final mediation session. After that session, HD Cal received first place as a team in the competition. The students, Jalia Ivy, Lily Struther, and Carolina Gomez, then competed at the National Mock Mediation Tournament in St. Louis, held this past weekend, and won first place as a team on the national level, and their coach is Preston Miller. The Alden School Board this week reviewed the certified enrollment information. There was a 6-student decrease in resident students and students served. This will put the Alden School District on a budget guarantee, which will be approved in the coming months. In other business, the Alden School Board discussed moving forward with the possibility of installing air conditioning in the classrooms. This will start the process of getting a better scope on the cost of the entire project. Initial estimates are over $618,000, but this does not include needed electrical work or architecture fees. The Franklin County Fair Board is once again offering special Black Friday deals to buy a ticket to all 5 nights of grandstand entertainment for the 2024 Franklin County Fair for $50. The fair runs from July 10th through the 14th, will feature 2 concerts, a rodeo, action sports, and racing. The special pricing will be available from Friday through December 31st before the price increases. For more information, go to franklincountyfair.com. Again, that's franklincountyfair.com. Franklin REC Slay of the Day Light the Night event will be held Saturday in the heart of downtown Hampton. Events are scheduled for the afternoon into the evening. Lineup for the parade will be held beginning Saturday at 4:30 p.m., with the parade itself scheduled to start at 5:30 p.m. at the Hampton Aquatic Center. All floats will be on display at Banshell Park after the parade. For more information, visit the Franklin REC page on Facebook. Again, that's the Franklin REC page on Facebook. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Republican presidential candidate David Stuckenberg, who will talk about his run for the GOP nomination. Less than 2 months until the Iowa caucuses, Stuckenberg plans on visiting all of Iowa's 99 counties as part of his campaign. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays over the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at RadioOnTheGo.com. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.